Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida. Hello. And the star of the show, the one and only, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, and all of my newcomers and all of my veterans, and it's everyone for tuning in at this particular hour, listening to the voice of God, and just wanting to pray unto God and worship God. We're going to have a very great ministry on tonight in that we're going to have the opportunity to have a corporate, private prayer with God, be in the presence of God. We're going to set the atmosphere. We're going to let the music minister unto us. We're going to pray unto God and let the Spirit lead us, and we're going to pray just one-on-one with God. And God is omnipotent. That means that God, you know, God is everywhere. And so every now and then we have corporate, private prayer. And one of the things that I want to make you aware of as I was preparing, I was meditating unto God, is that God is asking, what is it? What is it that you want? And also with this particular prayer, God says, I want you to worship me. He says, I already know your heart. I already know what you need. I already know what you want. I already know what I'm going to do for you. And when I say you, yes, I'm speaking to you. This is very strategic. You're not just on this ministry by accident. You're authorized. You're ordained by God, because you could be doing anything else at 1102. But you chose to be on this ministry. Or you could be doing anything else, and you listen to this ministry tomorrow or next week or next month or in a couple of months or next year. But you are listening to this particular ministry. I want to tell you something. What we're going to do, of course, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then I'm going to put on some music, meditation music. It is actually, we have 70 people on the line. But I'm going to put on some meditation music, and I'm going to go ahead and give you this number. It's 347-843-4981. You can call in and listen, or you can go to AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you can click on the radio part, the radio icon, and you can click on StellarGospelMusic.com or AlfredaLoveShow.com, and you will be right in the studio, and you can listen. You don't have to say anything, but you can listen. Also, you can listen after the ministry, because everything is archived, okay? We're going to urge in the power of God. God is already here, right? And the thing that we need to understand is that God is speaking. And the thing that we need to understand is that just because we see something doesn't mean that it's always, in other words, there. For instance, if you see a storm, right, and you see that that storm is about 5 miles away, God says it doesn't necessarily mean the storm is going to come in your town, right? And so the thing about it is we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. Because if so, if God told us every single thing as far as life and death, and he told us prosperity and he told us the plans that he has, we would mess it up, right? People would run from life. They would run from death. People would be scared. And so God doesn't tell us those things, because he says that's not for you to worry about. He says just know that as long as you're with me, he says you're taken care of. One of the things that God did show me, and I'm going to express this to you, because it's very relevant. God told me, he said, there was a rich king, and it's in the Bible. The story is in the Bible. It's a rich king. And God had a conversation with this rich king, and he says, I want you to sell all your things. This rich king looked at him like, Lord, I don't want to do all that. Well, before you know it, when you're reading the story, you find this rich king in hell, burning in hell, and his eyes looking up. And one of the things that God said, tell my people, he says, I've asked that you treat people right. I've asked that you make amends and that you correct anything that is wrong, that you correct anything that you've done wrong. He says, and because of your power that you feel like you have in the world, because of your authority that you feel like the world has given you, God says, those particular things begin to happen. Where if we continue, God says, evil ways, if we continue to not amend or correct something that we have done, God says, read the fate of the rich man. And God is not talking about monetary things. He's talking about the power. That's what he's talking about. So we have to be careful in this day and time. And we have to listen to God, the voice of God. But I want you to read that. And one of the things that we're praying for, we always pray for our hearts. We always pray for that. And, you know, God continues to express it. He says, get it right, you know. And, you know, I don't know, you know, and I'm just speaking to you because you're all my listeners and we talk a lot. And I really wish that you guys like to listen, but dialogue is good too. But continues to say this every single time. Every day God is saying this. He says, warn my people to get it right. He says, tell them about the rich king. Tell them about how when he wouldn't give up his goods, God says, it's called pride. You don't want to give up your power. I've done this. And it's going to stand. And God says, because of that, he says his eyes was looking up in hell. He was burning in hell. This rich king, he says, what profit a man or even a woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? Amen. And so it's very important. This prayer part is very important because we want to make sure we're right with God. God wants to bless us. He does. He wants to bless us. But he says we have to be right. Our hearts has to be right. He says we can't continue to lie, try to discredit people. We can't continue to do his children any kind of way and expect to receive prosperity and expect to continue to reap great benefits. And God says hell is the eternal destiny to those who do not listen to God. If you look in Luke 16:19-31, it talks about the rich man who died and went to hell because he disobeyed God. And our job, we're all, every last one of us, including me, we're all trying to make it to heaven. And the only way we do that is if our heart is right. God says, no man comes into the Father but by me. And many of us, God says, you were saved because of your heart. He says, I know your heart. He said, it's not because you're so good. It's not because you're so perfect. It's not because of your name. It's none of that. He says, it's because of your heart. And that's why he gave the parable of the rich man. He says, what profit a man, a woman, to gain this whole world and lose their soul? He says, because you have power in the world, you think that you can have power over my people who I've made. And God, that's the part, because I prayed to God. I said, God, what is it? That's the part God's not pleased with. He's not pleased with the lies. He's not pleased with those who seek to destroy. He's not pleased with those who turn, who try to tear down. He's not pleased. And that's why God continues to say this on a daily basis. And so I'm telling you, as our close-knit family on a Free to Love show and Stellar Gospel Music, get it right. We can go to church every day. We can listen to sermons every day. But if our hearts are not right and we don't treat people right and we have agendas and we try to, I don't know, we try to gain from people instead of God, that makes God angry. And we lose more in the long run. And God says, He is the Alpha and the Omega. And so it's very important, person like we want to be treated, that we be honest. And God says, yeah, everybody makes mistakes. He says, but don't dig a ditch because you just don't know. You're digging that ditch for yourself. He says, because I'm going to save what belongs to me. Why? He says, it's not because they're so good. He says, because I know their heart. And God says, that's why I went to the cross. It's already paid for. It's already paid for. He says, I went to the cross and I died. I gave my only begotten son. And now I'm returning. He says, and I'm not returning to condemn or destroy or tear down or point fingers. I'm returning to save my own. And so that's the feeling that God has. That's the wrath that God is speaking about. He says, read about the rich man in Luke 16:19-31. He had all these things, and God correlates it to power. He correlates it to lies. He correlates it to plots and schemes and snares. He says, those people, my wrath shall come upon swiftly, unless they turn from their wicked ways. And we don't want everything that we touch to be destroyed, because that's what God is speaking. He says, no, not one is perfect. And no, not one shall be perfect when I come again. And so it's very important. I continuously say this. If you don't get anything else out of this ministry, and it doesn't matter if you have to go to sleep and listen to it tomorrow, because I have to be obedient unto God. Because this is real, y'all. And y'all are going to see this. God says His wrath is coming swiftly. And He says, I come to save. I don't come to condemn or destroy. But God says He is seeking those who seek to destroy. He is seeking those who will not turn from their wicked ways, who will not make wrong right. And so I'm telling you that Jesus, there are going to be things that God is going to do. And He says, I've saved you out of the storm. And I'm asking that you warn the people of my coming again. But when I come, revealed, He's coming for those who seek to destroy. Because God says no one is going to touch His prophets. No one's going to destroy His kingdom. And that's what the Lord is saying. And that made me think, because I want to be in the number where God is satisfied. God is happy. And so I'm just warning. God says, be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you dig ditches, whether it's in the past, present, or future. Because God says He's going to return. And He says His wrath comes before Him. Because everything to seek it to destroy, something that He has anointed or put His hands on, or His seal of approval, or something that He has built, He says, it shall not prosper. Comes in many ways. We don't know the way that God comes. I have no idea, but I know what God said. So, the encouraging thing is to pray unto God and keep doing the will of God. What profit a man or woman to gain this whole world and lose their souls? We don't know. We have no idea where life is, where death is. We have no idea. We make plans, and God has other plans. But I'm telling you now, this is just a warning. God says, I'm coming back. He says, but I'm coming back for those who seek to destroy what I have anointed. I'm coming back for those who seek to tear down the kingdom. And that's what God said. And I believe it. And he said, finally, he says, whatsoever you do, God says, believe in me. And that's what God said. And I am so serious. It keeps coming back. I was driving today, and God revealed it. He said, warn the people that I'm coming. Tell them that I'm coming. Warn your listeners that I'm coming to get it right. Treat people right. Do right. Those ditches that you dig, you better put some dirt over them, because you're going to fall double. And so God is warning. And to be honest with you, usually when I'm stopping the show right now just to tell everybody what God said. You know, and usually when a vision of God comes to me, it's a pleasant thing as far as God is, you know, God is making a way. And that's what God is doing. But God is now saying, the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. And God says, I come to seek those who seek to destroy my kingdom. I come to seek those. God calls it, he's revealing, usurp their power. He says, for my sake. We're talking about God's sake. And so, I don't know what God is up to. I have no idea. I have no idea. But God is not going to allow anything to hinder his kingdom. He's not going to do it. And so, we have to continue to pray unto God. And this is a spiritual thing. It has nothing to do with the world. God is saying he personally is going to do it. And I don't know, you know, I read about the Israelites, and God, the way it was given unto me is, God said, this is a promise, that the wicked shall cease. He says, and let them know that I'm coming back. That's it. What that means, I have no idea. I don't want to know the rant. I don't want to know it. I do not. So I'm going to continue to pray to God. I'm going to continue to keep God close. I'm going to continue to do right. I'm going to continue to treat people right. I'm going to continue to press forward. I'm going to continue to obey God. But God warned that he's coming back. Who are you coming back for, Lord? What are you doing? I'm seeking those who seek to devour the kingdom, who has caused disruptions, whose heart was not in the best interest of the people. And God says, I'm not worried about anything else but the heart. And God says, it's because of the heart that many will perish. It's because of the heart that many's blessings will not come through because of the heart, God is saying. So that's why every Monday, and this is for real, y'all, we pray unto God. God says, examine your faith. That's in 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. Examine your faith. We need to examine our faith in God. Yeah, you went through a storm. Yeah, the devil was seeking to devour. But God says it's not going to happen because he's not going to allow it to. He says what was meant for evil will turn out for good because he said, I'm coming. And one thing I did say in my meditation, I said, Lord, I don't wish anything bad on anyone. And I said, Lord, when you come, or when you give revelations, I said, do so where people will be saved, their hearts will be changed. And that was my prayer. But God comes in any way that he wants to come. You know. And I'm just telling you guys this because God revealed it to me. You're going to hear preachers talk about it. And they're already talking about it. You know, I was listening to a preacher in Chicago. He's talking about the heart, treating people right. He was talking about how we usurp power because we have that. He says, but what profit a man or woman to gain the whole world and lose their soul? And you're going to hear it, I'm telling you. I'm just giving you a heads up. You're going to hear it a lot. If you are guilty of digging ditches, causing chaos, causing trouble, being a troublemaker, stop. God is not pleased. Whatever ditches you have dug, put some dirt over them because you're going to fall right in them. That's the revelation of God. We have to be careful. God says, nobody on this earth is perfect, but his coming is perfect. Because he comes to save. And I didn't know I was going to say all this, but the Lord is putting this on my heart. He says, I come to save. I didn't come to condemn and point fingers and destroy. He says, I'm the only perfect one, and if I didn't come to condemn, no one else should come to condemn either. And so I'm telling you right now, if you're one of my listeners, if you're on here, you have all against your brother, your sister. Ask God for forgiveness. You dug ditches and holes, and you've had a heart of contempt, and you've had a heart that I want to destroy someone with my lies. I want to destroy someone with my deceit. God is not pleased. You have to fix it. Fix it with God, though, because God says no one comes unto the Father but by me, and no one comes unto my anointed but by me. Least I accept them when they come. That's another thing. We have to have the right heart. We don't just come just to save our souls because we know the Lord is coming. We come because I want to get this right. I want to ask the Lord to forgive me for lying. We need to tell the Lord that and be specific. When you talk to God, you have to be specific with God. You can't play around with this stuff. I don't know. I haven't seen how the Lord comes. I don't know. I have no idea. But the Lord said he's coming. That's the warning. He says, I'm coming. He says, I'm coming for those who seek to devour the kingdom of God. How does God come? He come in the form of storms. He come in the form of famines. He come in the form of unsuccessfulness. He comes in many different forms. And we have to be right with God. Look at the Israelites. We have to be right. I can't stress it enough. I wouldn't wish any of this. The feeling that I'm getting, what the Lord is revealing, and this is spiritual, y'all. This is not even worldly. This is spiritual. I don't wish this on anybody, whatever it is. And God continues to tell me on a daily basis. He says, I'm coming back. Why are you coming? You're coming back. God says, because there is a lot that individuals have done. He wasn't specific to tear down my kingdom, to touch my anointed. And that's why. Because I was wondering, why in the world is God continuously revealing this to me every time? I get in my car, God reveals it. I get out of my car, God reveals it. I'm on the air, God reveals it. Every single day, he says, tell the people. And so I use the radio to get the message out. So, all I'm going to say is, if you're a ditch digger, if you're digging a ditch, cover it before the Lord comes back. What I mean by that is, our job is to help uplift people. Our job is to keep people lifted up, genuinely. Our job is not to scheme and plot and lie for no apparent reason or for our gain or benefits. We have to be acceptable before God. Man will believe things, but God knows. He always knows the truth. And we pray unto God and we fast unto God, and God watches everything that we do, and he knows every single thing under the sun, beneath the sun. He knows it. He knows our hearts. He knows why we do things. He knows the rationale behind it. He knows our schemes. He knows our plots. He knows the snares that we try to set out, and God blocks it. He knows all that stuff. But you have to keep praying. You don't take it upon yourself when people lie, when people do all manner of evil again. You don't take it upon yourself to just do something. Pray to God, and you continuously pray. And God is not going to come when you want him to, but he's going to be there right on time, because he knows. That's why you can go to bed at night. That's why you can survive a storm. That's why you can pray your way through a storm, because you have God. God doesn't change. We change. The world changes. You know, there's a story, as the world turns. And you have to change. We have to change our ways, our wicked ways, period. God's not going to allow too much to go on with his anointed. He's not going to allow too much to go on with his children. He's not going to allow too many storms for his children to go through that's unnecessary, that has no relevance, that has no meaning. And so when you come out of the storm, God begins to minister to you, minister you back to favor, grace, and mercy. Right? And now God says, I'm coming, but I'm coming for your storms. And so we need to pray. And that's why it's so important on Wednesdays that we pray. Not only do we want to save those who are already saved, those, you know, we want to help those who may have some issues with lifting people up, may have some issues with lying, may have some issues with plotting and scheming, may have some issues, you know. We want to pray for those individuals as well, because there is no way we can enter into the kingdom hating people, you know. And it's a very big concept. And God is not playing, because God continues to say, he says, I have the first word and I have the last word. I have life and I have death. And so God says, these are my people. These are my anointed. These are my children. And he's not going to let too much go on, because he's watching everything. So when you feel like, when we feel like, oh man, I'm in the storm by myself, God's right there. He's watching everything. He knows the truth. He knows the lies. He knows everything. Where man doesn't, man just assumes. But God knows. And God's going to make it right. And in the end, God's going to give you favor, grace, and mercy for all the trouble you went through unnecessarily. But he also says, vengeance are mine. And that's nothing that you should glorify in, because God's going to take care of everything else. That's why it's very important you pray about everything. You don't say, well, somebody lied on me, I'm going to lie back. No, you pray about it and you keep moving. That's life. Get over it and move forward. You say you believe in God, move forward. If you believe in God, you believe in God. God's going to take care of you. God's going to deal with you. You've told God. You've prayed to God. You sit at the feet every night, I'm talking to myself too, with God. So why in the world do you have to worry about something? Why are you angry that somebody lied? Why are you angry that somebody plotted? Why? When it means nothing. Nothing from nothing is nothing. God is everything. Let God deal with it. Put it in God's hands and move forward. You come on the ministry. Yes, I'm speaking to everybody who's on the ministry. You come on the ministry. You listen to the ministry. We sing hallelujah to God. We pray unto God. And then you go out in the world. We go out in the world. Somebody does something, says something, and we become upset. Why? There's no reason to become upset. You're going to go through the storm. Go through it. Just go through. Go through the storm. You're going to survive, trust me, because you have God. But it's not pleasant to go through a storm, especially when you know that it's irrelevant and you shouldn't be going through it anyways. It's not pleasant. Nobody likes to go through the storm. But we have to in order to become stronger. I tell you what, when you come out of the storm, you're much stronger. And you closer to God. I'm serious. I'm serious. God, I mean, you closer to God. More closer than you ever have been to God. And you thank God. Because God knows. And he says, you know what? When finally you're at the feet of God. And we're going to get to our music, but I have to share this with you because I have a lot of broken hearts on my line right now. When you get at the feet of God, God's going to, you know, when you're meditating with God and you feel the presence of God, God's just going to hug you and he's going to say, you made it. It's nothing but a test. God says, I was lied on, falsely accused, I was crucified, and you sitting up here down and out because you had to go through a storm. And God says, I was with you through your storm. But when Jesus was on the cross, it was only Jesus on the cross. So why are you getting mad when somebody lies? They lied on Jesus. They tried to set traps for Jesus. They plotted all this stuff. But guess what? It didn't succeed. God rose up, but he had more power in his hand than when he was on the cross. So, in other words, God says you have to put everything in God's hand. That's all you have to do. There's no need in being all down. Now, from fasting and just from thinking and being with God, you might lose a little weight. You might, because you don't want to eat. All you want to do is sit at the feet of God. And you just want to tell God about everything. And guess what? God doesn't get tired of it. I'm still sitting at the feet of God, and I'm going to stay at the feet of God. And God's favor and mercy is going to continue to be with me. Why? Because God knows my heart, and he knows me. And at the end of the day, it's God who I want to please. At the end of the day, that's who I want to please. Because I know that one day, 70 years from now, when I look Jesus in the face, I'm going to be the only one standing before Jesus. There's nobody who can stand before God but you, but I. There's nobody. And I'm going to have to look Jesus in the face. And I want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I don't want him to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. No. I've been walking with Jesus ever since I was a kid. So, I trust God. I believe in God no matter what. God says you walk by faith. Alfreda, you don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. I know that God has my best interest. And what is life without a test or so? God says, you know, you're stronger. the test was for you. You're stronger. You're a stronger person. And not only that, God says for all your trouble, he says, I'm going to give you more grace. I'm going to give you more favor. I'm going to elevate you even higher. Why? Because you trusted in me. You didn't give up on me. You didn't lose your faith. And that's where we're trying to get to with this ministry. Because a lot of people are broken order. Somebody lied on you. Okay, keep moving. So what? Somebody tried to set a trap. Keep moving. God has you. He says, my father is rich with houses and land. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. Why are you concerned if somebody lied? Who cares? Why are you concerned what people think? Who cares? Keep moving. We are here to serve God. Sit at the feet of God. Pray to God every day, and I guarantee you, God is going to straighten it out, and he's going to do it the correct way, because that's the type of God we serve. But you got to believe in God. You have to have a relationship with God, and it can't be, God, go get them for lying on me. God's not going to do that. You pray unto God constantly, in season, out of season. Continue to pray unto God, and I guarantee you, God will fix it. And I guarantee you that when God get through fixing it, it's done. And God, you just have to go through it to get to it. You have to do it. And so God is real, y'all. Sit at the feet of God. Pray to God. Trust God. You know, life is too short to be mad because somebody lied. Life is too short to be mad because somebody schemed. Life is too short for that. You got way too much to do. And I'm thinking, God said, you have way too much kingdom work. You have way too many books that I'm going to authorize you to write. You have way too many platforms that I'm going to put your feet on. You have way too many things in education. You have a lot of things. And so God says, you keep moving. He says in the Bible, right? Did Jesus drop his mantle? Did Jesus stop doing the work of God, healing people? No, because he knew he was going to get up with all power. And so, yeah, you know, there's going to be some things you're going to be like, man, and I'm just talking to you being real, you know? It is, but God says he's coming to make it right. And I'm telling you, if you're on my ministry, because we're very close-knit and I see a lot of inboxes, if you're on my ministry, God's ministry is not mine. He just allowed me to oversee it. If you're on this ministry and you fall into, you know if you fall into that category, you know your heart. You know if you lied on somebody. You know if you schemed or tried to plot on somebody. I'm telling you. Ask God to forgive you. I'm serious. Because you're going to get it double. You're going to get it double. And you're going to lose more than what you're trying to get. With the lies and the plots and the schemes. I'm telling you. God is not pleased with that. He's not pleased at all. And I don't know. I keep saying this. I've repeated this about 10 times because it's important and God keeps showing. I don't know what God's wrath look like. No idea. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I pray every night. I say, Lord, please don't allow your wrath to come on the people. I say, forgive them for they not know what they do. But God continues to say, I'm coming to make it right. He says, I'm coming for those who are devouring the kingdom of God, those who are touching my anointing, those who have not asked for forgiveness. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all because you're on my ministry. And I know everybody's not perfect. If you have ought against somebody, you hate somebody, pray to God. Tell God, ask God to teach you how to love in spite of, teach you how to have patience. I'm going to tell you, it's hard. It's hard to pray for people who have lied on you. It's hard. But you know what? When you sit at the feet of God every single day, God teaches you how to do that. He says your heart has to be right. He says you belong to me, you're anointed. And you have to love, and God teaches you how to love. He doesn't just throw you out in the water and say, okay, you need to love. No. God shows you his love. He says, I've been through all this, all of it, and I still love. He says, my closest disciple, my 12 disciples, he says, one of them was against me. He says, but I still loved. He says, I knew one of them was plotting, but I still loved. And what makes you any different if you are to emulate who I am? When you sit at the feet of God, God teaches you a lot. And yeah, it's hard. I've had inboxes. It's hard. Hello, me, it's hard. It's hard when people try to set up snares. It's hard. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But you know what? Sit at the feet of God. Pray unto God for your heart. That's why it's important. And that's why we're having this long discussion before. This is supposed to be praying with love and power, but God is telling me that I need to tell the people this, because a lot of you, there's 150 people on the line. And somebody mad because somebody lied on them. You can't be like that. You have to keep moving. If you get mad because every time somebody say something, you never going to get to what God has for you, because you're going to be too busy sitting at the feet complaining. And God wants to bless you. And God's going to listen. He's going to listen. He is. But there's too much going on that God want to do for you so that you can edify the kingdom. You don't have time for that. It's like, I don't have time for it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, I'm glad you came on the ministry. But you have to be at a point in your life where you can move past all that, where it doesn't matter anymore, because you know God knows. And you have to come to that point, because people of this world, they'll believe anything, because they're afraid, they're scared. So they'll believe anything. And that's the type of stuff you have to take to God. You have to do that. It's very important. But the thing is that when you take it to God, God's going to fix it. And the prayer that we all have, I say, Lord, just on my worst enemy, and I don't have any enemies, because I don't have time to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. You got to brush it off and keep moving. People lie, brush it off, keep moving. That's how you have to do. That's part of life. People lie. That's part of some people's lives. People dig ditches and not knowing that they're going to fall in. That's life. You may stumble, but God says you're not going to fall. He says nobody's perfect. You have to come to the point where you become strong in God. When you become strong in God and you are grounded and planted and your feet are planted, you're unmovable. Things don't move you. People don't move you. Only God moves you. And that's how it is. God knows. He knows the truth and he knows the lies. He knows both of them. And so you have to just keep pressing forward. Yes, from sitting at God's feet, and I'm laughing, but from sitting at God's feet, you get fed, I'm telling you. You don't even be hungry because you had a word of God and you praying. And you're going to lose a little weight from being at the feet of God, because God's going to feed you all you need. And you're going to fast, and you're not even going to know you're fasting. Sometimes I have to remind myself to eat, because I'm so caught up in thanking God. I'm so caught up in praying to God. Sometimes I'm not even hungry, because I'm so caught up in praying to God and thanking God. And it's like, okay, I've got to eat. You know. And so it's very important that you just keep living. You can't be angry every time somebody lies. You can't be angry every time somebody dig a ditch, every time somebody scheme and plot. You can't be angry at that. That's just Satan doing what he does. But God does something better. I believe in God. I always have. I was introduced to God. My mom and them introduced me to God at a very young age. I've been walking with God for a long time. A long time. And I'm going to continue to walk with God. I'm going to continue to trust and believe in God. And God promised me a long time ago, and I tell everybody. And it's not bragging, but it's being sincere. God says, I'm going to take care of you. Long time ago. And I believe that. And I receive that. But I'm telling you, as we get ready to go into our prayer, your heart has to be right. It's okay to be angry, but don't be angry at a person. Just understand, say, Lord, forgive them for they not know what they do. And then put it in God's hands, and God's going to handle the rest. But I'm telling you that God has already spoken. He says, I'm seeking those who devour the kingdom, those who touch my anointed, and those who scheme and plot. He says the trickery, he calls the trickery of the devil, trickery of evil. And so that's why I'm saying beforehand, because when God warns, it could be days, weeks, a month. When God warns, I believe it. And I'm just letting you know, and I'll continue to say it as much as God continues to remind me. Get you some sleep tonight. Get you some rest. Don't be upset with those who transgress against you. Don't be upset with those who say all manner of evil and who lie and all that. Don't be upset with them. You don't have time for it. Sit at the feet of God, and God will teach you. I'm serious. It sounds very, like, elementary. God will teach you how to love in spite of. He calls it unconditional love. He will teach you how to do that. But also come on the ministry on Mondays because we have to clean out our hearts. Man, it's hard. It's hard. And tell God, say, Lord, it's hard to pray for someone who has lied on you. It's hard to do that. But God teaches you that He is love. He says, read the Bible. He says, I am the Savior of the world, and people lied on me. It wasn't the end of the world when they lied. God says, and now I have all power within my hands, both heaven and earth. So why is it that we can be here on earth and be upset at someone for that? Pray about it. Let God deal with it. Keep moving and live. I mean, we only have one life to live, like that. Show one life to live. We only have one. And you might as well have fun while you're here. You might as well enjoy while you're here. And yeah, human nature says, man, if somebody, I mean, I can't pray for you. That's human nature. That's the devil. But God says you can pray for everybody. But the one thing, as we get ready, is we can't stop God. We don't know the form. We don't know how God's going to come. We don't know what God's going to do. But one thing that we do know is God says who He's seeking. And I told God, I want to be on the right side. I said, I'm on your side, God. I don't want the wrath of God. I don't want God to fall upon me. I want it to fall upon my family. I don't want it to fall upon my friends. Not even those that speak evil. I don't want the wrath of God to do that. But once again, God is God. And He's promised it. All we can do is pray. That's it. So, if I were you, and you're listening on this line, make sure your heart's right. We're getting ready to listen to an inspirational song where you can pray unto God. And I was telling you the things that you can talk to God about, how to love. because that's the only way we're going to make it in the kingdom. You can't pick and choose who you're going to love. Lord, forgive them. That's one of my prayers, for they do not know what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord, because I know that if I don't forgive, that I'm not going to be forgiven either. And then that's going to hinder some of my prayers, some of my favor and grace. And I need as much favor and grace as possible. And so do you. She wouldn't be listening. Everybody needs it. So you can't let people dictate how your day is going to be. You can't let what people say and do dictate your love for God. And that's another thing. God says the devil is a distraction. He has distracted the kingdom. And that's another thing that the revelation of God is showing. And so God is not pleased at all. I'm going to say that. And I'm not even going to say that God is angry, but he says he's coming. Spiritually. So I don't know what that means. I'm just going to continue to pray. And continue to pray for everybody. And as I said before, this is between us. If you guys, if you have something against somebody, let it go. Let it go and live. Life is way too short. And God is way too good for us to experience, or anybody to experience his wrath, or experience anything that God would do. God says, for what you have caused mine, shall you receive double. And so we just pray for everybody. And we just pray that everybody turn from their evil ways, that everybody uplift, encourage, and just live, man. Just live life and enjoy life. One life to live, okay? So whatever it is that has made you upset, or if you got upset today, throw it out the window, give it to God, because it's time to worship God. We have spent almost an hour with the revelation of God. So now it's time to go to God in prayer. And go to God in the right way. When you go to God, you don't say, Lord, get my enemies because they lied on me. No, that's childish and immature. First of all, lying is immature. You know, or setting, or plotting and scheming and whatever. That's immature. But telling God, you know, Lord, they lied on me, and I expect for the wrath of God. That's not going to happen, because that's not the type of God we serve. But I tell you what, when God comes, you'll know it's God. You'll know. And God says, nothing that the wicked touch shall prosper. And so you have to just do what's right. You know? And ask God. I know it's hard. I hear you. I know it's hard. You got to ask God, bless me. I'm just using my name. To love, I'm free to love unconditionally. I'm just using me as an example. I don't want to use anybody else. You know, you have to literally say that. As you're sitting at the feet of God, because of this, because of that. And God will show you. And it seems very trivial, but God will show you. He will show you how to love. Yeah, he will show you. So let's go ahead. We're going to listen a little bit to worship hymns. I'm going to dim the lights. And y'all, I want you to, I never really ask people or tell people how to pray, but this is what I'm asking that you pray. I want you to pray for any person who is not like God. I want you to pray that they'll get it right before God comes in. Because, as I said before, I don't wish any of God's wrath on anybody. But God continues to say it, and I continue to believe it. And he's saying it for a reason. So pray for everybody. And I know it. I know what you're saying. But it's hard to pray for somebody who lied on me. I understand that. Yeah, it is. But ask God in your prayer to help you to pray for whatever it is, whoever it is. He will show you. You have to make it to heaven. The favor and grace that God provides, there is no words that can describe it. The joy that God gives, there is no words that, I mean, it can't be described at all. So I want you to pray. And we have to continue to pray. There are some things that we're praying for. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say it once again. And a lot of people laugh. My closest friends, my family members, they're laughing. I said, you know, I never thought that sitting at the feet of God, you could lose some weight because you're steady being fed by God. You're being fed the word of God. And you don't know that you're fasting. That's you know, some people fast and they disfigure their face. Some people fast for whatever reason. But you find yourself fasting because you're under the unction of God. You're under the unction of the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, the best rabbi, the best teacher is God. He will show you. You know, he will give you this peace that surpasses all understanding. He will take care of you. It's like coverage. He'll take care of you. He'll go through the storm with you. He said, you got to go through it. You'll be like, oh, no, I don't want. Got to go through the storm with you. You know what I'm saying? You come out of the storm, you're able to help so many people. God's favor and grace and mercy is now it has covered you. His favor, his grace, and his mercy. Because he says, you was mine when you went in the storm, and you're going to be mine when you come out. And so his favor, grace, and mercy, everything that you touch will succeed. You begin to pray for organizations, pray for things. God will begin to open doors. He'll begin to show his favor when favor is not even deserved. You will be able to pray for those who say evil things, those who lie. You'll be able to do all that. You'll be able to move forward and not worry because all you're trying to do now is please God. Because you've been sitting at the feet of God and you know that God is down for you. You know that God is with you. You have your family and you have your close friends. And you're not really worried about anything. You're just praying to God and enjoying life. And that's what God created us to do, is to be prosperous and enjoy life. You can go to bed at night, get some good sleep. I mean, it's like 11:58, almost 12. I should already be in bed. But when God blesses me to wake up in the morning, I'm still happy. Although I'm a little sleepy, but not much. When my feet hit the floor, I said, thank you, Lord. This is another day to get it right, grace, mercy, and favor. When you see that things are unfair or it's injustice or it's extreme, you still able to pray unto God. God said, I have that too. So, you know, it's good to sit at the feet of God. And I know. I mean, I see you. I see your inboxes, people. And this is from people all over the world. I see it, you know. You have to still pray. You still have to love. You have to love in spite of, you know. And you have to keep moving. You know, you have to love in spite of. God says that nothing evil shall prosper. He says, because he knows all of our hearts. He says people don't know our hearts. They assume stuff and, I mean, go overboard. And he said, they don't know your heart. He said, but I do, because I made you. He says, as a matter of fact, God says, I'm over everything. So whatever's going to live is going to live. And whatever's die and fade away will die and fade away. He says, because I'm God. So I trust God. I believe God. I love God. Y'all, I've been walking with God for years. And God knows me. And I know God. And there's nothing that I wouldn't do for God. And there's nothing God wouldn't do for me. And God says, you know, nobody's perfect. He says, when you come unto me, I'm not going to condemn you and point fingers. He says, I'm going to pray for you. He says, my favor and grace will still follow you. But when God brings to go back in the storm, he says, I'm a God of a second chance. And so his favor, grace, and mercy is sufficient for everybody. So, you know, You can't be mad at people for lying, scheming, plotting. You can't. You just can't. You got to pray to God. Keep it moving. Yeah, you're going to lose some weight. You know, you're going to have some long nights. Because you're going to be praying to God and you're going to be thanking God in spite of, you know. But through it all, you're going to be stronger than ever before. And when you come out of your storm, only person that you really concerned about pleasing is God. Because God, and you could talk to God anytime. If I want to talk to God right now, I could. If I want to get up at 3 o'clock and say, Lord Jesus, Lord said, he's right there. I don't have to text or call. All I have to do is say Jesus. Matter of fact, all I have to do is lay there and look up. God knows exactly what I'm talking about. Amen. So come on, y'all. Y'all have to, you know, you have to let stuff go. I know that, you know, a lot of people want to hear this revelation from God. I didn't even know I was going to say this. You have a lot of people in the inbox saying, thank you, God. Yeah, it's God. It's not me. You know, but try to have mercy on those who do not know what they do. You know, that's just life. So I'm smiling because God is good. He's good. That's all I have to say. All right. We're going to listen to a worship hymn, and this is the opportunity to pray unto God. We have about 57 minutes, but we're going to pray unto God a little bit, give you time to spend some time with God on air. We're not going to pray out loud because this is a little motivational talk and revelation from God has sufficed, and it will do. But the main thing I want you to do, please, sir, please, ma'am, is to pray for those whom you have a hard time praying for. Pray for they not know what they do, because God has warned, and we want to make sure that we cover everybody in prayer. Because once again, I don't know what the wrath of God looks like. I don't want to know, but I know God's not pleased, and I want God to be pleased, and I don't want anybody to have to experience the wrath of God. So I feel like I should be praying too, and I am. But at the same time, as God is revealing, no one can stop the will of God. And so I'm telling you one more time, I'm not going to say it again. If you're on this line, if you're listening, if you're mad at somebody, if you have ought against somebody, if in the past you've, you know, your heart wasn't right, you schemed, you lied, you plotted, ask God to forgive you. Because I don't know when God is, I don't know what God is up to. I don't know when God is coming. I have no idea. I don't even know the form anybody to experience his wrath. And he's warned it. And this is it. You're going to hear it in churches to confirm this. And you're going to hear it on the news. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it. I mean, we're talking about nationally. God is not playing. God comes in the form of storms. He comes in the form of famines. He comes in the form of many different forms. And we have to continue to pray in love. Okay? So let's go ahead and listen to our worship hymns and just meditate to God. And then in about 10 minutes, we will listen to one gospel song, and I have announcements, and bid you good night. Because we had this revelation that appeared, we're going to try to have some time for Espanol. If we don't, we're going to spend at least 30 to 40 minutes tomorrow, God's will, on Spanish, okay? You're listening to that, freetheloveshow.com, stellagospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Amen, amen, and amen. And when we get into the presence of God, it's totally different because we serve an awesome and we serve a powerful and a mighty God. And so I really want you to think about what we discussed as far as when you pray unto God. And God has authorized this time. We never can supersede or cut off the time that God has authorized. And so this is the thing I want to tell you. Is in order for us to make it in the kingdom of heaven, we have to learn to love unconditionally. When you think about all the things that Jesus had to endure, Jesus never dropped his mantle. He never gave up. And so you can't let people move you. You can't let people dictate what type of day you're going to have. I just said that. You have to allow God to do so. When you go to bed, you should be happy because somebody didn't make it in the bed. When you wake up and your feet hit the floor, you should be jubilant. And when God blesses you to start on your way, you should be thankful. We should be thankful. Now, whatever else comes in between those things, you know, hints of Satan or what have you, that's irrelevant. Because you know God's going to take care of all that. But we still have to love unconditionally. So that we can make it in the kingdom. We can't stop anything that God has planned. We can't. Because he's God. But God is not happy. He's not pleased. And he keeps referring to his kingdom and his anointed. And so we just have to keep praying and keep pushing. PP, praying and pushing. Right? You got to learn how to, you have to learn how to be geared toward pleasing God. Because that's what really matters. Okay? So let's go ahead. And I'm telling you, I so wasn't expecting that revelation, but it came. Okay, so let's go ahead and listen. So I just want to praise you because we do praise God. God has done some magnificent things in our lives. Then we're going to have a little bit of Espanol, and then I'm going to have a few announcements and bid you a great morning. Listening to the AfriLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. If you need to go to sleep, go ahead and go to bed. This is archived, so you can listen to it anytime at your leisure. I just wanna pray forever and ever and ever for all you've done for free. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing.
just want to blessings and glory, and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just wanna thank you forever and ever. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. And honor, they all belong to you.
Amen. That was Sister Maurette Clark. I just want to praise you. Okay. All right. Listen, I'm just so ecstatic because God is so good. I don't have any words. All I can say is God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. And continue to pray for each and every person. Let's go ahead and, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. All right. Let's go ahead and go to Espanol. We're just going to go over the Spanish word and the English word, and then we're going to move on to our announcements. And I'm going to bid you a good night and just enjoy. Amen. All right. Hola, buenos días. All right. El apellido, say it, el apellido, last name, la avenida, avenue, buenas tardes, good afternoon, good evening, buenos días, good morning, la calle, street, cuál? ¿Cuál? What or which? De nada. De nada. You're welcome. La dirección, address. Donde. See, that's very strong. Donde. Where. Let's say it again. Donde. Say it like you mean it. Donde. Say it like the Lord bless you. Donde. Anyway, you bless me, what? I'm satisfied. That means where. All right. In or on. Gracias. Thank you. Gracias. Thank you. My. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Okay, one more time. El apellido, last name. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. Gracias. Thank you very much. La avenida. Avenue. My. Buenas tardes. Good afternoon. Good evening. Gracias. Gracias. Thank you. Buenos días. Good morning. In or on. La calle. Street. Donde. Where. Donde. Where. See how that bass. Donde. Dun-dun-dun. Donde. Where. Okay. Cuál. What. Which. La dirección. Address. La dirección. You have to be nice with that because you're trying to look for address. De nada. You're welcome. De nada. You're welcome. We're going to begin constructing sentences, God's will, with words. As I said before, the Lord is good because he gave us that revelation. And on tomorrow, God's will, when we have our top 15 billboard, we're going to put in a few sentences for at least two of the words. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Make sure you tell somebody that AfroTheLoveShow.com is on or StellarGospelMusic.com is on. Make sure that if someone missed the particular ministry or show, make sure that you send them the link so that they can listen. I want to say this before we go to announcements one more time. Pray for everybody. Pray for everybody because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And also, you know, like I said, God is warning that, and you hear a lot of pastors. As I said before, I was listening to a pastor in Chicago, and you're going to hear it nationwide. And we always know when God shows up. We always know when it's God. And God is warning. He says, I'm coming back. He says, but I'm coming back for those who are devouring the kingdom of God and who has laid, in God's words, focus on my anointed. And so it's very important. And just because God is an intercessory for the anointed and the appointed and the disenfranchised and all these individuals, it doesn't mean that those individuals rejoice. And it also doesn't mean that you turn to your wicked ways. So what it means is that you continue to pray to God and you ask God, would he forgive those who would he forgive those for they not know any better? Because if they knew the things that God is revealing, no one would cast out any evil spells. So it's very important. I believe God. And just pray for everybody. Pray for children. Pray for adults, pray for those who love the Lord, those who do not love the Lord. Pray for those who you find that's hard to love. You have to pray for each and every person. You have to treat people right. Treat people like you want to be treated. And anything that you do, as God is revealing, he says, put your feet in their shoes. Put your feet in their shoes. It doesn't mean just be just like really, you know, but put your feet in their shoes. Do unto others as, you know, you would have them do unto you. So it's very important. All right. Let's move on. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook at Free to Love, ALFREDALOVE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Continue to pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. When we pray, we have power from God. In addition to that, make sure that you go to freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com. Check out the websites. We're going to go in depth a little bit later on this week. Also, make sure that you continue to pray for each and every person. Make sure that you also check out alfreda.hubpages.com. Also, just make sure that if you want to be a guest, once again, all you have to do is send in a bio and a picture and your information, and then we can set up some dates. I have a couple of interviews with individuals from Washington, D.C., R&B artists. I have a lot of individuals who I will begin to interview on Tomorrow God's Way. You know that that is our top 15 billboard. We have our top 15 billboard on Tomorrow God's Will. We're going to keep moving in the name of the Lord. We're going to keep praying, and we're going to keep believing and trusting in God, and God's going to do it. Don't ever give up on God, no matter what. You move forward. You listen to God, you know, and so it's very important. So on Tomorrow God's Will, just come back. Now, we're going to have a late night. Tomorrow's a late night. We're going to have a late night. So we're going to have our top 15 billboard. And to be honest with you, it'll probably be around 11 o'clock for our top 15 billboard gospel artists. But I want you guys to come on out and listen. If you miss it, then it's archived. Then we'll hit Friday, God's will. And Friday, you know that there is the gospel, the NFL Gospel Super Bowl at Lakewood Church. And then we get to sleep late. And then Saturday, we have a musical at Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. So be sure to come out to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church. We have a musical. Do not miss that. And I just want y'all to know that God is good. You know, I can't stress it enough, and I can't say it enough. God is good. And the things that God is going to do, we don't even deserve. But he's that type of God. And God wants you to know, I want to tell you this. He says, I saw you every step of the way. He says, and not one time did you lose faith. And he says, no one's perfect, so I'm not going to condemn you. He says, but I came to give you favor, grace, and mercy because you are mine. And it's always good. You know, my grandmother used to tell us, you know, every time her children would have baby kids, and she'd have grandkids, or if, you know, and as the grandkids begin to have kids, she said, that one's mine. She knew. She knew which grandchild was hers, because it's just something about a grandmother being able to tell. And that's how God is. He says, that one's mine. And God's going to always take care of us, no matter what. God's going to take care of us. So we just have to continue to depend and trust in God. But pray for everybody. Pray for their hearts. Pray for their minds. Pray for everybody, because we want everybody to experience the greatness of God. We don't want people to experience the wrath. You know, we talk to God and say, God, you know, it's great, you know. But God says there was a lot, there was some unnecessary storms that my children went through. Unnecessary. God calls it unnecessary. He says, but they only are stronger. And so that's the part that God is, I don't want to call it angry, but that's the part that the revelation that God continues to show. He's not pleased. He's not excited. And so we just continue to pray, continue to believe and trust in God. And God's going to do it. Amen. Now, I want you guys, if you need a speaker, email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. If you have a book showcase and you need some books, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You need some gospel artists, professional or indie artists, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You looking to put an event on in the area, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You looking for an international tutor, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You looking for a writer for contents and magazines, emonya_love@yahoo.com. You looking for individuals who are hard workers and just produce excellent work, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I have plenty of individuals. We are preparing for the Stellars. I'm going to have the magazine out as soon as the Stellars are over. But we're looking forward to attending the Stellars and some more events that's going on. If you look on my webpage, you will find that I'm going to put some flyers on there with Sister Shirley Caesar. And there are a lot of events, gospel events, that are going on. Also, Cedric the Entertainer is coming back to Dallas. So we're going to be doing a lot of things as far as that's concerned. Having a lot of articles, and we're going to do some new things with the ministry as far as when we go to events. So look out for that. Thank each and every one of you for the invites. I thank each and every one of you on Google and all of these other sites. My book is ranked number 5. Thank you so much. Continue to look at A Spiritual Guide on the Go. You can go to bookworld.com, purchase that book. God is just good. I pray and I anoint everything that we do and touch in the name of Jesus. You know, from radio to education to career to just family to friends, you know, I always pray, you know, for different things. And we pray for the Spanish class here that each and every student will learn Espanol. You know, we just pray for everybody. God just, you know, I just can't stop talking about God. I'm just like, wow, for the things that is to come. But let's pray for everybody, because I want everybody to experience the goodness of God. And I mean that. Yeah, let's pray for everybody. But I want you guys to come back on tomorrow. It's going to be later, probably about 10 or 11, as I said before, top 15 Billboard. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to that, freetoloveshow.com, stellargospelmusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And listen, thank each and every one of you. We have 230 individuals on the line. Listen, it is 12:34. Everybody should be asleep by now. Don't tell them that love kept you up. No. But anyways, thank y'all so much. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.